Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 8, 2021, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. Well, just a reminder, folks, that we're taking next week, October 15, off for the GMSAAI reunion. Be sure to let Sharon know, preferably by leaving her a voicemail, if you need a week off or if you can sub. You can do this early if you know ahead of time. If you can sub, be sure to call the Outlaw line at 919-755-0700 after 8 o'clock a.m. on Sunday morning and leave a message. You will get a call on Thursday to confirm you have a spot. If you have not already paid and you have bowled, your sanction fees are actually late, but definitely due tonight. That was the 8th of October. $22 for the season. Also, don't forget your locker rent. Lane assignments and subs for October 8. Lane 1, Gunslingers. Lane 2, Silver Bullets. Lane 3, Hangmen. Lane 4, Pitbulls. Lane 5, Sharpshooters. Lane 6, Midnight Bandits. Lane 7, Rough Riders. Lane 8, Triple Threat. Subs were Warren Scott in for Albert Roberson on Lane 4, Van McLean Jr. in for Judy Eason on Lane 5, and Matt Bowers in for Jeff Tucker on Lane 7. A love offering for Francis. October 8 was the last night for the collection of the love offering for Francis Council, and please help us express our sincere appreciation to her for her many years of service to the League. See Sharon B. to make your contribution. Congratulations are in order to great-grandmother Sharon Benton, grandmother Renee Benton, and proud auntie Azaria Dowd. Renee's son, Knowledge, is the father of Kian Nehemiah Dowd, born October 3, 2021, at 3:08 a.m. He weighed in at 9.2 pounds. That kid is an early riser, heavy duty, and ready to go. The Outlaw Board of Directors will meet by phone on Wednesday, October 13 at 7:30 p.m., and the phone number to call is 712-451-0989, and the code number is 936964, and then the pound sign. Spare Times in audio. Thanks to our friends at the North Carolina Reading Service, you can find a podcast of each issue of Spare Times by taking the following steps. Go to the North Carolina Reading Service website, ncreadingservice.org. Click on Listen. Next, go to How to Listen and click on Skip Pod to Podcast section. And finally, go to the newsletters column on the far right side of that page and click on Spare Times Raleigh Outlaws. The ABBA is putting together a cookbook. The PR committee of the American Blind Bowling Association is going to have an ABBA cookbook fundraiser this fall, and we could still use a few recipes. Here's what we need for you right now. First, submit your favorite recipes to Sharon Benton to have them published in our ABBA cookbook. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Number two, submit your idea for a book title. This should incorporate blind bowling and food. You can submit your ideas to Sharon as well. Whoever's title is chosen as the best will receive a free cookbook this year. If you have any questions, you can contact ABBA Public Relations Chair Tonya Koo at tkoo@cinci.rr.com or Sharon. Further information will be coming out soon. We hope to have the books published in the fall. Feel free to submit as many recipes as you like and let Sharon know who it is from. The North Carolina Reading Service is sponsoring a workshop called Vision Aware, Sight Issues We Face As We Mature. This will be on October 15th at 10 a.m. and it will run until 11 a.m. The cost is zero. It's totally free. And there's a link in the email copy of your newsletter for registration. Otherwise, just simply go to the North Carolina Reading Service website, ncreadingservice.org, and you will find a note there as well. For access, lock, and instructions will be emailed as soon as you register. The topic highlights will be eye diseases that affect our vision, treatment for eye disease, learn about the latest information on low vision technology, adjusting to changing vision, adapting our environment to assist with vision change, and services that are available to you through the North Carolina Division of the Blind. We give thanks to the event sponsor, the Orchid Group at Morgan Stanley. And the Vision Aware speakers will include Omar Mohuddin, MS, OTR/L, MPH. And he earned his graduate degrees in occupational therapy and public health from the University of Alabama in Birmingham. He works at the Duke Eye Center with the Vision Rehabilitation and Performance section, where he sees clients with age-related and acute onset vision impairment. He addresses how these issues change in vision affect how they affect occupational performance challenges in activities of daily living, or ADL, and instrumental ADLs, including community and work accessibility, functional mobility, and driving safety. Also on the speaker group, within the group, is Cynthia Spate, MS. She's the director of the Department of Health and Human Services Division of the Services for the Blind. She is a passionate person about DSB's mission to provide high-quality services that help blind, visually impaired, and deafblind individuals achieve their employment and independent living goals. She received both her Master of Science in Rehabilitation Counseling and Bachelor of Science in Psychology from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. We give thanks to our speaker sponsor. That will be G. Suggs, S-U-G-G-S, Insurance Agency, Inc. And to our advertisers, Springmore Life Care Retirement Community and Senior Health Insurance Information Program, SHIIP. For more information, call Janet at the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. Or you can send her an email at janet@ncreadingservice.org. The White Cane Safety Walk, in collaboration with the City of Raleigh's Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, BAPC, the Wake Federation of the Blind, invites you to a White Cane Safety Walk. The purpose of this walk, which is part of BAPC's Walktober month, is to emphasize the safety needs of blind and other disabled persons as they cross busy streets. The intent is to also highlight the capabilities and the independence of this population. The date for the White Cane Safety Walk is Friday, October 15, 2021. It will proceed from the Raleigh Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street at 5 o'clock p.m. Preliminary events leading up to the walk will begin at 4 p.m. And they will include such activities as white cane and guide dog demonstrations, writing names in Braille, and the availability of free literature about blindness. Various dignitaries will also present short speeches related to the safety walk. For more information, please contact the Reverend Robert Parrish at Robert C. Parrish. And the Parrish has two R's in it. So Robert C. P-A-R-R-I-S-H 7 at gmail.com. You can also call him at 919-616-1606. Come on out and let us make an impact on safety in our city. And now, updated information for the GMSAAI reunion. The convention will be held October 15 through 17 at the Homewood Suites by Hilton Hotel at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. The location is behind the Crabtree Valley Mall. Say that again, Crabtree Valley Mall. Room rates are as follows. Single room with one king bed is $99 per night plus tax. Double room with two beds, $109 per night plus tax. And breakfast is included. One may go online to register for your room. In the email edition of your newsletter, you will find the link for the Hilton Hotel. It's a rather long one. And to pay by credit card, there's a link there also, and it is even longer than the first one. Convention registration fees, let's see, we are after September 30th, so the registration fee is $60 plus $15 annual renewal. Non-member after September 30th, the registration fee is $75. Registrations paid on October 15 for members will be $65 and non-members $85. The weekend of October 15 to 17 is the first weekend of the North Carolina State Fair. And if you're interested in attending the State Fair on October 16th, please let Tamika O'Kelly know by September 15 so that plans could be made for transportation and entrance fees. Now, please note, if you are going to the fair, clear bags are required. No purses, no backpacks, or other bags are permitted unless they are clear, kind of like the things you carry to a stadium for a sporting event. It's a new fair rule this year. You can order clear bags from Amazon if you need one. All interested parties may pay their registration fees and dues using the Cash App by Square. Our cash tag is $GMSAAI. And the phone associated with the cash tag is 919-628-7775. Here's the convention agenda. On Friday, October 15, from 3:15 to 4 p.m., Angus Kola, Assistive Technology Specialist. 4 o'clock to 4:30, Philip Woodward, NC Developmental Disability Council. 5:30 to 7 o'clock p.m., dinner, catered from Bullock's Restaurant, Durham. 8 o'clock to midnight, music, snacks, and games. Sounds like a pretty good kickoff. On Saturday the 16th, let's get on down to business early, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., a hot breakfast buffet. Starting at 9 o'clock until 9:15, Association President Fred McEachran, opening remarks and announcements. Followed at 9:15 until 10:45 by Sydney Breslow and Nina Ledger, ADANC, SSDI, and SSI, Work Incentives and Blindness, and then a Q&A session. From 10:45 until 11:15, Ashley Large, Chair, North Carolina Statewide Independent Living Council, an overview of IL philosophy programs, services, and centers. 11:20 a.m. until 4 p.m., the State Fair. There are activities being planned for those who do not plan to go to the fair, including a pizza lunch. From 4 until 7:45 p.m., it'll be free time. And then from 8 until midnight, the Fall Bash, light party foods, bar tickets provided. On Sunday the 17th, things wrap up anywhere from 6:30 to 10 for a hot buffet breakfast, and from 9 until 10:30, devotional services being led by the Reverend Timothy Snyder. An Olympic celebration. On behalf of Ms. Verdina Gillette Sims, we invite you to join in celebrating Lex Gillette, 5-time silver medalist, Tokyo, Japan. This event is taking place in the Governor Moorhead School Auditorium in Limebury Hall on October 16, 2021 at 2 o'clock p.m. Please be mindful of COVID-19 safety protocols, including social distancing, wearing a mask properly, and frequent sanitation. Contact Ms. Verdina Gillette Sims at verdinasims@bellsouth.net. That's verdinasims@bellsouth.net for more information. The North Carolina Museum of Art has a number of accessible experiences and events planned for the month of October. Registration is required. The museum also invites the visitors' experience for people with physical and intellectual disabilities. Your valuable insights will help guide future programs and projects. So join the NCMA Accessibility Stakeholders Committee, ASC. The ASC convenes quarterly, and if you're interested, please send an email to Felicia Ingram at felicia.ingram@ncdcr.gov. So felicia.ingram@ncdcr.gov. And include your full name, contact information, any information you would like to share about yourself, and any accommodation you will need to attend the meeting. Here are some upcoming exhibits. First one, a participation exhibition. It's called Participate, Activate the Senses, opening Saturday, October 30, the East Building, Level A, Studio 4. What if you could smell a still life painting? Well, the exhibition Participate invites visitors to discover art in new ways by immersing themselves in a combination of tactile and digital experiences that engage various senses, sight, hearing, touch, and smell. Tactile stations, including digital touch painting, assist individuals who are blind or have low vision. The wall labels feature larger, more legible fonts to aid visitors with low vision. Videos and digital contact contain captioning for those who are deaf or hard of hearing. Sensory stations are at the height that benefits wheelchair users. This exhibition is open through April 10, 2022. Next, there's the Accessible Mucha Tours, M-U-C-H-A. Accessible tours for Alphonse Mucha, Art Nouveau visionary. Explore the work of Alphonse Mucha, one of the most celebrated artists in Paris at the turn of the 20th century. Known for his graphic work, Mucha used his iconic style to advance performers' careers and advertise products such as chocolate, champagne, and crackers. Sounds like that could be a good party. Learn about Mucha's aesthetics, impact, and influence in these 90-minute guided tours. Registration opens for both tours on Friday, October 8. Docent-led tour in American Sign Language is Sunday, November 6, 11:30 a.m. Free, but registration required. And docent-led tour in American Sign Language, Saturday, November 6, 11:30 a.m. It is free, but registration is required. That may have been a duplication of what I was just saying, but here is another one, docent-led tour with audio description, Sunday, November 7, 11:30 a.m., free, and registration required. I think I got excited with that because I saw that we have recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang appearing on this page immediately below the museum information. So let's get to that. How about some no-bake cheesecake truffles? Here's the ingredients. 1 package, 8 ounces of Philadelphia cream cheese, softened. 1/4 cup softened of butter. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 3/4 cup of powdered sugar, 1 graham cracker, finely crushed, 1 ounce of Baker's semi-sweet chocolate. With these things, you will then proceed as follows. Beat the cream cheese, the butter, and the vanilla in a medium bowl with a mixer until blended. Gradually add sugar, mixing well after each addition. Freeze for 1 hour or until the cream cheese mixture is firm enough to handle. Shape the cream cheese mixture into 40 balls using about 1 rounded teaspoon of cream cheese mixture for each ball. Place in a single layer in a shallow pan. Refrigerate for 15 minutes or until it's firm. Melt some chocolate as directed on the package. Drip halves of cheese balls, one at a time, in graham cracker crumbs. Place crumb side down on a waxed paper-covered plate and drizzle with melted chocolate. Refrigerate for 15 minutes or until firm. And I don't have to tell you what to do with them after that because you'll be after them. And cobbler. Who doesn't like a cobbler? Well, this one is pineapple cobbler. Don't think I've ever had pineapple cobbler, but I may right after reading this one. The ingredients for the filling: 2 20-ounce cans of chunk pineapple undrained, 1 stick of butter, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, dark or light. For the topping, 2 cups of Pioneer brand baking mix or Bisquick, 1 cup of brown sugar, dark or light, and 1 cup of milk. To make the filling, place the butter in a medium sauce pot. Add juice from the canned pineapple, brown sugar, and some flour. All the flour that's noted. Please place over medium-high heat while stirring constantly with a whisk until the butter is melted and the mixture is smooth and creamy. Bring the ingredients to a boil, stirring constantly, and then remove them from the heat. Stir in pineapple chunks. Spray a 9x13 or a 9x9 baking dish with cooking spray and pour in the filling. For the cobbler topping, in a medium mixed bowl, stir together the baking mix, the brown sugar. Then add milk and stir until smooth and well combined. Pour over filling in a pan. Bake at 400 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes or until it's golden brown on top, and serve it warm. And all I can say about that is it may go in one serving because it looks so delicious. I think I can smell it already. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org, where it can be accessed by clicking Listen under, then under How to Listen, click on Skip to Podcast section. And then under NCRS Podcast List, under Newsletters, click on Spare Times Raleigh Outlaws. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.